Well, that was certainly a delightful passage to start a seminary year. Preachers get killed, don't you know? Welcome to the seminary. Important passage. More important, perhaps, yet to make sure we understand the context. Let me read you some passages that surround that lesson. And he called to him the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirit. That's right before the passage about John the Baptist. Immediately afterwards, the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while." Now many saw them going and knew them, and they ran there. And Jesus saw a great throng and had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Well, maybe it was a good way to begin a seminary year. For many of you, the first year. For to be taught many things of Jesus, my dear brethren in Christ, is a dangerous matter in this world. A passage like this takes with utter seriousness the fact that the world is ruled by sin and death, and that the one who was the very fulfillment in his own body and person of the whole prophetic tradition, and as such the perfect image, if you will, of John the Baptist, is the one in whose name others are sent. They killed him too, the Lord of glory. Now, of course, this does not mean that every minister and preacher, in fact, becomes a martyr. At least not what in the early church was called the martyrdom of blood. But it does mean that ever preacher and minister of Christ becomes a martus, a witness in word and life. It does mean that you are not free to express your own opinion. You are here to speak the word of the Lord. That's how we introduce things, isn't it? Hear the word of the Lord, which becomes the basis upon everything you have to say. And you are not free just to dedicate your life to any old task. But when we, as we are in the habit of saying, put on the mantle of the prophets, fancy word for stole, it means we bear a burden. It's symbolic not only of a task, but of a life that you are bound to. Just as the Word of God bound Himself to flesh, so that that flesh, that person, expressed and was Word, so you too are to reflect that Word by binding yourself to it by way of vocation. I think it's very significant that surrounding the passage of John the Baptist's beheading, you have the calling, the sending of the disciples of Jesus to those who had no shepherd. Do you want to become ministers? By God's grace, may you. And by God's grace, may we be faithful to the calling. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.